Hello.
Hi there, can I speak to Edward?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, it's Elliot returning the call from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? You okay?
Yes, I'm back home now.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Yes, I believe it's your wife who needs to speak to in regards to this, is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, no worries.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, sorry, yes. Are you able to pop her on the phone?
Yes, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you waiting to me put my wife on?
Yes.
Yes, yes, sorry, if you're able to put her on the phone, sorry.
That's okay.
Hi.
Hi there, yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? Are you okay?
Not really.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, like I said, obviously I'm calling today in regards to the, Scottish redress claim for yourself for the time you're in care. So all of you really need... Sorry?
It's just... I managed to... put all that out of my head and it's very upsetting.
Yeah. No, of course, that is understandable. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry to hear about it. I know it can be a little bit of a difficult conversation. All I will need to do is take a very brief statement in a moment. I won't need you to go into too much detail, but we will just need a very brief statement from yourself. And other than that, it's more just like confirming your details and things. Like I said, I do appreciate it can be a little bit difficult as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So can you just confirm your name for me?
Mrs. Teresa Benson.
Thank you. And, yeah, and would you like us to keep this number down or is there a better contact number for you?
This is fine.
Yeah, no worries. And the best email address that we've got is eddieben1@hotmail.co.uk. Is that fine as well or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just confirm your date of birth? 12657. Thank you. And yeah, if you can just confirm. Oh, sorry, just for a moment. Fine. All I've got to do is just update the details on. Because I spoke to your husband earlier on, would he take his details, but I'll just update it now. So, sorry, could you just reconfirm your date of birth, sorry? 12/6/1957. Yep. And if you can just confirm your door number and postcode as well.
135 Glasgow Road, G81, 1QL.
Perfect, thank you. One moment. And would you have been known by any other names when you was younger? A different surname or anything like that?
Yes, Teresa McCormack.
Yeah. Is that MCCORMACK?
Yeah, MCCORMACK.
Perfect, thank you. And what age was it that you was in care?
14 and 15.
Okay. So do you remember your address? So do you remember your parents' names? And if you can just confirm your mother's and father's names.
Matthew McCormack and Teresa McCormack. Fortitude Billside Avenue, Drumchapel.
Yeah, sorry, 42.
Bellside Avenue.
BELSYDE.
I know how you spell it, Eddie.
Yeah. Perfect. Braeside Avenue, yeah.
Phil Sage.
Is that the, so, sorry, could you just spell it for me again, sorry?
B-E-L-S-Y-D-E.
Yeah, perfect, thank you. And is that the address that you lived in before you placed into care?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Just a moment. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, one moment for you. I'm just got to enter everything onto the system as well.
Okay.
So, you know, so you said you was around 14, 15, so it would have been around 1961, wasn't it? Sorry, 1971, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was the Good Shepherd that you was at.
That's right. It wasn't called that then, Lena.
What was it called?
It was called St. Euphrasia, and then Dalbeth. The two different names it was.
Right, okay. Dalbeth, sorry, how's that spelled?
D-A-L-B-E-T-H, Dalbeth.
And what area was that?
Greenock. What's that?
No.
Bishopton?
Bishopton
near Greenock.
Yeah. Okay, and what was the other name that you said it was called, sorry?
It used to be called Dalbeth, and then it was St. Euphrasia.
It kept changing the name.
Kept changing names. Don't know why.
Yeah. How's it spelled then, sorry? St. Joe? St. Yo?
St. Euphrasia?
St. Euphrasia.
Yeah, how's that spelled?
We don't really know.
Can you just try your best to spell it? Because I'm just struggling with the pronunciation as well when you're pronouncing it.
I'll try and Google it while we're on the phone. No.
Yeah.
St. Euphrasia. No. I'm not letting me use the microphone. Let me try. It's you ready to spell it?
Yeah.
It's Saint E U P H.
Yeah.
R A S I A.
Yeah. And that was in...
Yeah?
What area was it in, sorry?
I think it was in... give me a second. It was in Old Bishopton. It was a nun-run institution, but they kept changing their name. It was sometimes known as St. Euphrasia's. It was sometimes known as Sisters of the Good Shepherd. It was previously known as the Dalbeth Institute.
Yeah.
In 1949. I just Googled all that information previously, that's all.
No, that's fine, thank you. Like, sorry, I've managed to find it now anyway, that's not a problem. And how long was it that you was there for?
How long were you in it?
I think it was 13 or 14 months, but I was there.
On demand?
On demand for 6 weeks as well.
Yeah. And I am sorry about this, this is the only time we will need to, like, discuss this, but if you can just, like, mention... a brief bit about what you did experience at your time when you was at that school.
Getting beat up at night. With the girls?
Yeah. While she was sleeping and things.
Well, you're sleeping, you were terrified to go to sleep. Because I'm not quite sure, I'm absolutely positive that the nuns got them to do that.
Yeah.
Because I would stick up for myself and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
So they got the girls to
beat you up.
Beat me up, mate, basically. Every time I fell asleep.
Yeah, God, that's awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's because I wouldn't give in to them. I wouldn't do what they were telling
yeah.
me. And I just refused many times because I knew it was not the right way to treat a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time somebody started a fight with me, I would fight back. And if you won the fight, you got locked up in a cell in detention with a
yeah.
bucket to pee and do the other business. Solitary confinement to a young kid.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? Yeah, you're trying to stick up for yourself.
And I did it every single time. I forget how many times I was locked up in that cell.
Yeah, well, sorry to hear that as well.
It's okay.
You tried to protect the nuns?
No, I tried to protect a member of staff. I tried to protect a member of staff. Who liked me very much, and actually when I left, she gave me a lovely gold ring. But because of that, I'm fucking locked. Sorry for swearing.
No, it's okay, don't worry.
Because I defended this person against a bully girl, a member of staff that I really liked, I was
yeah.
locked up again in detention.
Oh, God.
So it must have been about 5 times.
So they was actually trying to hit one of the members of staff and you were sticking up?
One of the members of staff and I wasn't having it.
Yeah.
Just a lovely person.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to happen if I didn't care what they were going to, they weren't going to hurt a member of staff that was so nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's
right, so.
It's
don't worry about it.
I'm 68 years of age and I still have nightmares.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Disgrace.
Yeah.
Kill me the V job.
Like you say, I know, obviously, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything is okay. I know, obviously, doing this job, we do speak to a lot of people who've been to similar places like this, you know, like Sisters of the Good Shepherd and things, and hear a lot of stories as well. A lot of people have gone through similar things like yourself. It's just awful, like you say, especially when, you know, like you say, you're 14, 15, just trying to go to school and stuff, and this is how you end up getting treated.
My wife and I had been talking before you called, trying to relive some of the memories. And one of them was she had been given a small part-time job in a local hairdresser's.
Yeah.
And on several occasions, her wage packet had been stolen by employees of the hairdresser's. And my wife wasn't believed when she reported that the money was stolen. And my wife was accused of stealing the money. But my wife actually found evidence that the ladies that worked in the hairdressers stole her pay packet and tore it up, and she found bits of it in a bin. And when she tried to expose the theft, she wasn't believed and punished for stealing the wages. But the wages that she was paid, some of it was supposed to be handed over to the institution, and my wife was allowed to keep some of it. So it was like a form of child exploitation as well.
Yeah. And then they punished her because she didn't have the money to give them.
Yeah, because the employees had stolen the money, the wages.
They used to take a cut of her wages as well, the institution, and then as well as that.
I was allowed £7.80. But I needed that for bus fare because I was allowed
that's
to go
awful,
home
yeah.
on a Friday to come back on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I had to go to work on a Monday.
Yeah, like I said, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything else that you can remember? Well, like I said, we have got quite a lot here anyway, to be fair.
Okay.
Oh, many things.
Yeah.
Depriving you of food when you misbehave.
Yeah.
Depriving you of going to the toilet and you have to use a bucket when you're locked up in that cell.
Yeah, so they used to make you skip a meal and things like that as well.
Yeah. Have to beg for water.
God.
Inhumane.
Yeah, it was absolutely inhumane. You wouldn't treat an animal like that.
Yeah, exactly.
The real reason why I was there is because my mother gave up on me. The girls that I was friendly with at that time were all stealing at Woolworths, and I didn't want to steal anything. So stupidly, I stole.
Yeah.
A can opener just I didn't want to steal that.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that wouldn't justify anything that's happened to you after that. You know what I mean? Like these, you know, you think like if it happened these days, if it was a kid who did something like that, they probably wouldn't even get even a slap on the wrist, you know, for something like that these days, would they?
No. But
it's terrible,
the person who's guilty of all of that is my mother.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's put you in there.
She went to the children's panel, she just put her hand up in there and went, take it away.
I'm sorry to hear that. Like I said, with everything that you have just told me, I have managed to get all of those details now, so obviously I do thank you for taking the time and speaking with me in regards to that. I do understand it, you know, it can be difficult, obviously, to discuss, kind of bringing it all up and whatnot as well, so I do thank you for obviously discussing that with me.
Welcome.
Yeah, can you just confirm, sorry, you don't have any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that at the moment, do you?
No.
Perfect, no worries. So I do just want to make you aware, obviously, when we look at making a claim for you, we're not just, you know, clutching at straws and hoping that you're going to get some money back or anything like that. Providing you have experienced some kind of, obviously, abuse during your time of care, and just from obviously having a conversation with you there, you know, you definitely will have done it. It's obviously horrific what you have spoken with. Then obviously.
It still affects me to this day. It's unbelievable with people that call themselves nuns. They should be called the devil worship.
Yeah, exactly. You'd think if anybody in the world was, you know, going to be like there to help you and things, it'd be them, wouldn't you? But evidently not. Like I said, I know it doesn't make it any better or anything like that, but, you know, we do speak to loads of people on a daily basis who've gone through very similar things as well, so... you know, it's just terrible, really, the scale of it as well, that everybody's, you know, gone through.
I know, and every time one of the nuns died, they paraded us to the funerals when we didn't know the nuns, we didn't care. We had to stand there for a long, long time watching them bury them and made to sing songs.
Yeah.
Like, puppet. And if you didn't join in, you're going to get punished again.
Yeah, no, of course. Sorry to hear that as well, but just to confirm as well, obviously, touch wood, obviously, I hope nothing is going to happen, but if anything was to happen to yourself, would you just put, like, a beneficiary down on the system, so, you know, if anything was to happen to you, then they would look at receiving this money back. Would you like us to put Edward's details down in regards to that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, perfect, no problem. So, yeah, like I said, we have got all the details and things like that. Do you think there obviously is, you know, a claim for yourself here? Just to confirm, in order for us to obviously make this claim, basically all we need from yourself now is a proof of ID, so like a picture of a driver's licence, bus pass, passport, something like that, and also a proof of address, just any kind of utility bill that's dated within the last 3 months. Would you have those to hand at the moment?
Yes, Yeah. Well,
yeah, so what I can do if you...
Yeah, so if you just explain how we could get those to you.
Yeah, so what I was going to say, if it's okay with yourselves, I can send a message over on WhatsApp, just requesting them. It's usually easier for, like, picture messaging and things like that. And then if you could just, like I said, just send a picture over on WhatsApp. And whilst you are sending them, I'm just going to send the forms over to yourself as well.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. So, yeah, like I said, I'll just pop it on a brief hold for a moment whilst you send those over. So you do just need a proof of ID, like anything with a picture on, and also any proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months. And whilst you're sending that, I'm just going to get the like forms loaded up and sent over to you as well, okay?
Okay, then.
Yeah,
I'll try and get the information for you.
Yeah, it won't be a moment. Then. Thank you.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I have managed to send those forms over. Have you managed to find an ID yet, or are you just looking at the moment?
No, I've got them and taking pictures of them for you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no worries. I'll just hold on a moment then until I
for getting back. Thank you.
Right, I've just sent over the a council tax bill.
Yeah, perfect, thank you. Just, is there any chance, I know it's really awkward, but could you just take a picture of the full page? Like, with all four corners on the page, please, because the solicitors sometimes don't accept it, you know, if it's just half a page.
Okay, I'll try
thank
that.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll resend those photos.
Yeah, and then also just a picture of a photo ID as well, like a driver's license.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, okay.
No worries. And once I've received, do you want me to put the phone down? Is it easier if I'm not on the phone, is it, or?
No, it's okay, I'm managing.
Yeah, no worries. And once I've received them, it's literally just one form to sign, and then we can we'll start right away, really.
Okay. No
worries.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, no worries. Take time anyways, no rush.
Right, I'll send the passport photo first. And the council tax photo now. Okay, that's the documents on the way.
Yeah, perfect. I've just received them as well, so thank you for obviously getting those over. So all that is basically left now is I have just sent a form over to your text messages. This form does just basically give us the authority to contact the local authorities and get all of, like, you know, the relevant files, you know, and things like that from the time in care. And also it does just mention in regards to, like, our fees and things as well. So obviously we do work on a strict no win, no fee basis. So we will never charge you if you are unsuccessful. In a successful case, it is just a flat rate fee, 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
Okay, that's fine, Elliot.
Perfect, no worries. So if you can just double check, you can just double check your text messages. You should have just received a text message from me now.
Yeah, was that to sign the documents earlier?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it should just say, like, sign here or something like that.
Right, okay. Right, there's... There's quite a lot of documents, though.
Yeah. So, like I said, the part one and three, that's what we send off to the redress scheme. That's everything, all the information that I've just took on the call now. And then I think it's the CFA, which obviously discusses the fees and things, and just another form to say that you're happy with the fees as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So, are we actually able to sign the documents on my phone?
Yeah, so all you need to do, if you scroll down the page a little bit, underneath the big blue box, there's a white space just to put your signature in. All you have to do, literally, is put your signature in that box. Well, obviously, Teresa's signature. And then just press Execute All, and it'll sign them for you automatically. It'll sign all those pages at once.
All right.
Yeah.
Would this be on page one?
No, so if you just scroll down a little bit under, rather than opening up the boxes, if you just scroll down, there's a big space to put your signature.
Okay.
Let me know if you can see that.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. All she's got to do is enter a signature in there, and once she's put it in, just click the big blue box that says execute all, and that'll just sign them all for her automatically.
Yeah, it's your signature, Hen. I'm just going to check that. It doesn't appear to be letting me actually sign it, though. I mean, I've got the box you're talking about, but it says your signature and today's date. But I'd maybe need to open it up in a different format to allow me to actually sign it.
No, usually it will do. I don't know whether like you're touching the screen as you're touching it, but usually if you just use the one, if you just sign it, you should just pop it inside.
No, it's not allowing me to.
Maybe if you just close it down and open it back up, it might work. We don't need the full signature either. We can just have, like, you know, like her initials or something if it's easier as well. I know sometimes it's difficult to type it in there.
I know, Teresa, but I'm trying to find the right box for you to sign in. Just give me a minute.
There's just a big blue box that says execute all documents, and just underneath that, there's like a white box that says authorise signature required.
Okay, just give me a sec.
Yeah.
I did see that execute thing. I'm doing this on an iPhone, so it's not really easy, but...
Yeah, don't worry.
Be patient with me. How does I see that executable boxes?
It's just if you just scroll down the page, it's just a little bit further down.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's actually underneath that blue box is where you put your signature.
Can you find that execute all now?
So can you see, obviously it says like part one, part three. Can you see all that? Can you all?
Wait a minute.
You don't need to open any of them up. You just need to go further down on the page.
Yeah, I'm trying to close it now. Hang on. Sorry, I'm not very tech.
No, don't worry.
How do I close this now? Right, I'll try opening it back up again.
Yeah. So you'll see like the four or five grey boxes. You can just scroll straight past them. You don't even need to open them up. Yeah.
Okay, signed it.
Yeah, and then if you just click the execute all,
Hey, I've done that.
Yeah, perfect. Can Teresa hear me as well at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So.
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. So I was just going to say, obviously, that's everything that we do need for now. Thank you, obviously, for taking the time and discussing this with us as well. I understand it can be a little bit of a difficult conversation, so I do appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, my apologies, yeah.
Thank you.
Like I said, we've got everything that we need now. We will send these forms off to the Scottish Redress Scheme right away. The only other thing is the solicitors will give a call back in a few days' time just to let you know that the case has been accepted. Obviously, once they let you know that's accepted, the case does take roughly around 12 months in total, so they will just kind of do it, you know, behind the scenes from there once they gave you a call in a few days, okay?
Okay.
I do just need to make you aware as well that there are three ways you can make a claim.
for the redress scheme. Obviously, you can claim yourself without a solicitor. You can use a solicitor who gets paid up to £2,000 off the government redress scheme, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, as we've just discussed, which is 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Perfect, no worries. Well, other than that then, like I said, that is everything for now. You probably will get a call in a few days from the solicitors team, but other than that, thank you for your time today and have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.